Checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for another licensing board update. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Doing great. Now that we're approaching April, weather's getting better. Days are longer, so all systems go.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
Really does. Certainly does. Yeah. How's the mood at City Hall these days?
Very good. Yeah, everybody's here. We're all working and just waiting for our shots like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting there for sure. Is your office, people can go and visit your office, correct?
Yes. Yep. We're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
Yep. And just all the, I'm sure the proper protocols in place, right?
Yes. Yes. Everybody needs to wear a mask when they come into the building. We have masks here for the employees. We have glass partition set up. We have a partition between people that are registering for a marriage license and the employees. And we're trying to take all precautions here that we can. You still can drop off your census form here, either downstairs at the information security booth there, or you can bring it up. We're taking all precautions here.
Yeah.
But we're open.
You are open for business, yes.
Dog licenses are a go right now. So if you want to come up and register your dog, you may do so.
Have you done many weddings, Nikki? Are people getting married?
Yeah, we have. So there are not that many cities and towns open along the South Shore. So they tend to come here. And there's a backlog in Boston for weddings. You know, people had their weddings all set and then they had to cancel. So, you know, the mayor and I talked about it and thought it was really important that, you know, even for things like health insurance and you know, the day that they set to get married, it's special to them for one reason or another. So we have been performing ceremonies here, you know, obviously with social distancing and masks. They have to wear their mask during the ceremony and I wear mine. But, you know, just to get that certificate and they seem, you know, grateful, and I'm grateful to do it for them.
Yeah. I'm just curious, with the weather getting better, have you done any outside on the new common?
No, we have not. And you know, maybe that'll be something in the future. We'll see.
Well, it certainly is pretty enough, that's for sure.
It is.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks here and talk business. The March 23rd Board of License Commissioners meeting.
Yes, we had three items on the agenda yesterday. Agenda number one was hearing regarding the request of 139 Copeland Street Corp, doing business as the Sly Fox, Mary McKenna manager, for an alteration of license premise at 139 Copeland Street to include an additional 2,025 square feet of outdoor dining and patio space. The proposed space is adjacent to the existing establishment and will be contained with a combination of fencing and planting with a space of approximately for 10 to 12 tables. Mary has been working hard at the Sly Fox to accommodate her patrons there during this COVID time. And did it last year. It worked out very well on the temporary extension of premise. So she is going for this proposal to be permanent. Obviously, we'll come in the winter, of course, but if the weather is good, to have it all the time. 12 to 9, Monday through Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday till 10 p.m. Mary talked about how well it did work, and Jay Duca, Director Duca, questioned the parking because it is a little tight down in that area. which is always a concern. But Mary said that she has an agreement with Lois at Donut King that patrons can park there after hours. So that eased the concerns of the zoning stipulations with Jay. And so we did grant the location with the stipulation for a letter from Lois on the parking. So that went through 5-0.
Okay, very good. I'm sure you're going to see a lot more of these requests.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's for sure. The next was agenda item number 2, hearing regarding the request of Gelato Artie Angeli Inc. doing business as Sip Italian Bistro for an all-alcohol beverage restaurant license at the premise located at 17 Chestnut Street, also known as Cafe Gelato at 21 Chestnut Street. The premise is street level and is comprised of 1,828 square feet, including 50 square feet of outdoor patio space. Proposed manager, Denise Santini, proposed hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 1 a.m., 7 days a week. Denise was on representing Cafe Gelato, which will now be Sip Italian Bistro. She explained that she's going to do more food, brunch, cordials, and desserts. So we did hear from the head of the Chamber of Commerce, Tim Cahill, was in favor of the application, and that went to a vote for 5-0 in favor of Sip Italian Bistro, formerly Cafe Gelato. And agenda item number 3 was the hearing regarding JSM Group Inc. doing business as Barbecue Chicken for wine and malt beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 60 Billings Road. The premise is street level and comprised of 1,000 square feet with basement storage. Proposed manager was Wee Zing. Proposed hours of operation 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week. Attorney Russell Chin was there representing JSM Corp. And we talked about this will be a retail restaurant with 10 seats, takeout also available. The health department, Cindy DeCristofaro, did raise some concerns about the little alleyway back there and the restaurant trash pickup and the grease storage for the barbecue chicken being cooked. So those concerns were talked about, and the manager of Barbecue Chicken was there, and he said he is working it out with the other patrons in that little block of, they all use the same dumpster, and he will work with a company to make sure that the grease is picked up and taken care of. So that went to a vote with 5-0 in favor of the Barbecue Chicken for a wine and malt beverage license.
Okay, so unanimous approvals all around.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very good.
And our next meeting will be April 6th.
Okay. And you mentioned it before, folks can come drop off their census, city census forms. How are the returns coming in?
They're coming in. We're still working on them. If you have it and you haven't sent it back, please do. If you want to call and make sure that, you know, it got here, or if you lost it, we can certainly send you another one. You can call 617-376-1144. We'll be happy to take care of that for you. And we are working on setting the date for the dogs to be vaccinated. We'll be doing it at the Parks Department this year. We did get approval. We're working with the director, Commissioner Murphy, and the mayor's team and the shelter team. And we have secured Marymount Parkway, One Marymount Parkway. I believe it's April 17th, 10 to 1. You can bring your pet down and have the vaccine done there on site. Also this year, we will be licensing dogs there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, from 10 to 1. So that's a little extra bonus. We do realize that a lot of people got dogs during COVID. And so for that, you know, we think that there's going to be more dogs this year, certainly than last. Last year, we were a little behind on our dogs being tagged. We want to be sure that we get the word out there that they get their rabies shots and that they get their city tag.
Okay, very good. And it's a good thing that we have the new dog park in the city. Yep. I'm sure it'll be getting a lot of use.
Absolutely. And we'll I'll give you more information as it comes closer. We will put it in the Quincy Sun and in the Patriot Ledger as well.
Okay, great. We'll look forward to that. Anything else, Nikki?
I think that's about it.
Okay, appreciate your time. Good to check in. We'll catch up with you again after the next board meeting, if that's okay.
That's great.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thank you, Joe. Bye.